Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Blair Kamen and Lolly Bowen wrote about it in the Chicago Tribune, page one today, and Blair's in our studio. Mr. Kamen, welcome back. How are you?
Good to see you, John. I'm good.
Were you at that hoo-ha last night?
I was indeed.
Did you know that the president was going to be there?
Maybe
a birdie told you.
Lolly saw some people with earpieces in their ears, so we had an inkling that someone important might show up.
Why did he show up for that?
He's the closer. He's trying to close the deal on his presidential center.
What was the event about last night?
The event was about yesterday, presenting his vision for the presidential center to members of the community. It's been characterized as a pep rally by opponents of the center. But you know, it kind of put together their ideas, which have to do with giving the South Side the kind of parks that you see on the North Side, with creating economic development down there. Those are, you know, and also Obama spoke about the controversial subject of displacement and gentrification.
Yeah. This is privately funded, right?
The center itself, a 19-acre parcel in Jackson Park, would be privately funded. That would be about $350 million in construction costs, $500 million total.
Gosh.
The infrastructure, so that's private, not out of your taxpayer's wallet. But the infrastructure, we learned last week, is estimated to – the infrastructure to support it in terms of widened roads, underpasses, other things, is estimated to cost about $175 million, according to the city of Chicago.
And I'm not going to ask you just now about where the underpasses go and what streets get cut, because that's a big issue.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think 175 is a fair trade for the 350 plus you're going to get? Is that a good investment in the state's infrastructure, revenue, capital, that sort of thing?
Well, let me put it this way. There were people, of course, as you would expect, who said, oh, you know, taxpayer leech, how could Obama be doing this? But yesterday, the spokeswoman for Governor Bruce Rauner, a Republican, said that he would be open to working with the General Assembly on helping to fund the infrastructure improvements. So I think that tells you right away that this is likely to be a pretty good deal for the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago.
Well, if we're going to give big companies, charge them zero in taxes, I mean, if we're going to tell big companies, come here, bring your people here, it'll be great, you'll employ people. I know that it's not a manufacturing plant, the Obama Center, but I'm just talking about giving the store away to businesses that make zillions of dollars anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we invest in our own and do something we want to do, like putting up a world-class library and center?
Yeah.
For my $175 million, I'm in.
Okay.
Whatever my share of that is.
There you go.
Yeah. What's the deal about calling it a library, calling it a center?
Sure. Traditionally, presidential libraries have housed the documents of a president's tenure in the White House. In this case, the Obama Foundation is not going to do that. They are going to have those documents stored in a facility outside Washington, D.C., run by the National Archives and Records Administration. Why are they doing that? Because it frees them up from the federal government's requirement that they raise a certain amount of money for an endowment. In other words, it gives them more financial leeway. They're also saying basically that a mausoleum-like library containing a lot of documents that scholars look at isn't going to do much for economic development and urban regeneration on the South Side.
So what's going to be inside their version of this then?
So their version calls for three buildings, a museum tower, which will be 235 feet tall.
Yeah.
It's controversial. And two other buildings that along with the museum tower, wrap around a plaza along Stony Island Avenue. And those are a forum building, which contains an auditorium and a restaurant, and another building that may house a Chicago Public Library branch.
And a shared workspace for people that want to use it? Did I read that as well or no?
Gosh,
Not a big part of it if it is.
There might be a studio that Barack Obama has talked about, a recording studio where someone like Chance the Rapper or Bruce Springsteen might hold workshops for people who are interested in...
Well, here's the sentence I'm reading in your story today. He also expects the president, the center, to be a catalyst for other development and a model for how to create an inclusive workspace. Mm-hmm. I guess that's different than a shared workspace. That's
right.
Kind of a thing that happens these days.
Right.
Talk about the architecture. You're the architecture critic in town. What do you make of the aesthetics of the building?
I've been skeptical of the tower design. I think that it is moving in the right direction. I think its purpose is to kind of create a landmark for the South Side, a region or a part of the city that's often overlooked. It's supposed to represent Obama's presidency and also act as a kind of beacon for the South Side.
Mm-hmm. Describe it. It looks to me a little obelisk.
So it's kind of right. It's like a truncated obelisk. It's a slant wall building. And initially it looked pretty what I would call pyramid-like or pharaonic. It had a lot of blank stone walls. And they took that criticism and I think accepted it and made the building more transparent. A version of it that was made public in January suggested that there might be a kind of screen-like facade over portions of the building that would be made up of letters suggesting the importance of speeches and words in Obama's presidency.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah, sure it is.
So it's getting better. But we don't know a lot about the materials. We don't know a lot about a lot of things. And it's I don't think it's cooked yet.
Okay, this is – I'm not going to say a sentence I have no right to say because I'm not an architecture critic.
Go ahead.
I don't even know what it means. But I didn't find even the improved version very aspirational. Mm-hmm. I go, it's a big building. And now it's got some letters on it. I mean, I don't know what we look at architecturally in Chicago and go, wow, now that's a building. Trump Tower is beautiful. Mm-hmm. Hancock is beautiful. Mm-hmm. This thing I didn't – think, and it's funny because Hancock is kind of blah, and we didn't love it when it started, but when it first went up. But I just wasn't that impressed. I didn't go, wow, now that's Obama.
Well, it's not a wow building. The architects are Todd Williams and Billy Chen, and they are not known for doing wow buildings. Their buildings are subtle, severe, austere, but they're also very good. And so it's not the kind of thing that, like, a Calatrava building, like the art Museum Edition in Milwaukee that, say, looks like a bird, and you're going to go, wow, you know, that's cool. They don't do that. And Obama's sort of like that himself. You know, he's not the kind of, you know, he's not a one-liner kind of president.
No. Let me ask you about this. Blair Kame is in our studio, architecture critic, Chicago Tribune. Page one story today with his colleagues. They're writing about Obama pitches renewal. Why is it such a sell job? Why has it been so hard for the president and his team to sell what I see as a godsend to that part of town?
Well, I think there are two reasons. One is that the Presidential Center is going to be located in Jackson Park, which was designed originally by Frederick Law Olmsted, a great landscape architect who designed Central Park in New York, Prospect Park in Brooklyn. So there's an aesthetic objection, which is that in the view of some, the center is a desecration of Jackson Park, and that there shouldn't be a tower this tall in it, that the roads that Olmsted designed for the park should remain in place rather than being closed down. I happen to disagree with that vehemently. I think closing Cornell is actually a brilliant – Cornell Drive, a six-lane road that cuts through the park, is a brilliant idea that would create a southern version of the museum campus. Okay, that's number one, aesthetic. Number two has to do with politics and benefits and displacement and gentrification. The irony, critics are saying, is that Barack Obama, the former community organizer, could be behind a presidential center that will displace some of the very people that lifted his political career. They're saying that unless guarantees are put in place, rents will rise, people will be forced out of their apartments over time because they won't be able to afford living there.
But the physical structure itself won't displace anybody. It's the concern that gentrification will happen and that these people will be pushed out. Yeah. And the president addressed that, and he said that this would be a problem for Malia's kids, not for anybody in a house in Chicago right now. Mm-hmm. And I thought that seems a little, I don't know, snarky for something that's that real for people. How did you hear that?
I heard it within the context of him trying to say that we need to strike a balance between economic development and preventing displacement. That's the balance that ideally he wants to strike. Now, how do you do that? Woodlawn's starting to develop already. It is still a poor, large. It is a largely poor, overwhelmingly African-American neighborhood. And yet, if you go through it, as I did just the other day, amid the vacant lots that kind of gap tooth many of the blocks, you see, you know, a new development, a new housing here or there. And you know that developers who are, you know, smart people are already advertising the proximity to the Obama Presidential Center, the remade Jackson Park, et cetera.
Okay, but when they put the United Center on the west side, you don't see a lot of fine restaurants and development around there, and Sox Park doesn't have that on the side. Well, the west side is getting Shut my mouth.
Yeah.
But do you see my point? Is it possible that you'll put this centerpiece here, and then, in fact, everybody won't come there? Do you think this will be the magnet?
I think there's a much better chance in the United Center. The United Center was essentially the worst type of redevelopment possible. It's just a big building surrounded by a parking lot. Zero effort to work with the neighborhood around it initially, although over time the Bulls and Blackhawks have done a better job at engaging with the community. Here, I think there's no question that the center is likely to act as an engine for economic development.
Well, what do you think would be down there then? Restaurants, shops, bookstores, condos?
Sure. Well, first of all, just housing. You're going to have, you've got a lot of vacant lots in Woodlawn, which is the neighborhood directly to the west of the Obama Center site. Lots of vacant lots. It's near the University of Chicago, and it's near the thing that always is, that is worth its weight in gold in Chicago. The lake.
Yeah.
Right?
Will this be on the lakefront or have a view of the lakefront?
The Obama Center?
Yeah.
So the Obama Center is west of Lakeshore Drive. It's just south of the Museum of Science and Industry. And the idea is to create a synergy, a kind of campus with that Museum of Science and Industry. But from the top of the building, there's going to be like an area where you can, you know, just a public space where you can go up, look out over the park, look out over the lake, see the skyline. So it takes advantage of its proximity to the lake.
I got to go. When will I be able to go into it? When is it going to be built and I can walk in the door?
Right. So groundbreaking is supposed to occur later this year, and it's supposed to open in 2021.
You optimistic about that?
Developers are always unrealistic with their timetables. So
this is 2018, but really, if it was done in 3 or 4 years, hooray! I'm okay with that.
Yeah, maybe 2022. You know, 2021, 2022. Who knows? But in other words, I think that, John, it's likely to get a political approval in Chicago by the City Council and the Plan Commission and the mayor. There's a federal review process that's going on that's a little more complicated, and that could have some twists and turns to it beyond the review process in Chicago.
You've been writing a lot about this, and brilliantly as ever, along with, did I say that name correctly, Lolly Bowen?
Lolly Bowen, who's a terrific reporter who I'm privileged to be working with on this story.
And we're privileged to read it. Thanks for coming down and saying hi, Blair.
Thank you, John. Always good to talk to you.
Came in at the Chicago Tribune.